16. The Widow Who Fed Elijah. Before Mount Carmel, there was a terrible famine in the land. No rain had fallen for a long time, and the streams were drying up. God told Elijah to go to a town called Zarephath, where a widow would feed him. When Elijah arrived at the town gate, he saw a woman gathering sticks. He called to her, "Would you bring me a cup of water and a piece of bread?" She said, "As surely as the Lord your God lives, I don't have any bread. I only have a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I'm gathering these sticks to make a fire so I can cook one last meal for myself and my son. After that, we'll have nothing left." One last meal. She was preparing to eat the last food she had, and then she and her son would starve. Elijah said, "Don't be afraid. Go home and make the bread. But make a small loaf for me first, and then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land. Feed me first before you feed yourself." That was the hardest possible thing to ask a starving mother. Give away your last handful of flour to a stranger on nothing but a promise. She did it. And the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry. Day after day she reached into the jar, and there was flour. Day after day she tipped the jug, and there was oil. All through the famine, she and her son and Elijah ate. She gave her last meal to a stranger, on nothing but a promise from God. And God kept that promise every single day. When God asks you to give what you can't afford to give, He knows what He's doing. 1 Kings 17, verses 7 through 16.